Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba with my wife, Tarina Mwamba, here in Dallas, Texas, the United States of America. I've been teaching up on Facebook Live as regards certain issues that pertain to Ronald, who was talking about the transition or the moving of the Jews, Hebrews to Negroes. Brother Ronald has got a PhD in philosophy. He's African-American, and his dispute was that, there were blacks in Israel. There were blacks in Palestine. There were blacks all over the Northern Africa going years, years way back. And he puts his foot down to say that the Bible does not really clarify the skin color of Jesus. And that also, it does not clarify or specifically speak about the skin color of the disciples themselves. Matthew, Peter, James, John, all these guys, he doesn't say, he just says they were Jews. Then he goes on further to say that the Bible does not even specify the skin color of Abraham, Isaac, Adam and Eve. He just says the Jews, they were Jews, you see. They were children of Israel. Jacob, that's where the name came from, who was the son of Abraham, then Isaac, then Jacob. And so we see from that, he goes into many facts, which in a sense, when you really go into it, you can see that, well, blacks were there, but why were they excluded from the history of the church? Now, he claims that the forefathers, the patriarchs, they were involved in pushing down or maligning, as it were, or leaving out the black man in the picture, that they never included the black man as being even in disciples of Jesus. He claims that Jesus could have even been black, but we don't know because no skin color has been given specifically. And so we see that kind of it makes your head spin, in a sense, as theologians, we who really study the Bible, been to Bible college. And it's true, nothing has been specifically said on the skin tonation of Jesus Christ, nor of the disciples, nor of Abraham, nor of Eve. So he claims that there must be an awakening, and the awakening is that we must realize the black man was involved in the time of Jesus Christ. He was there. They only talk about the guy in Niger who picked up the cross. They asked him to carry the cross for Jesus because Jesus was going to go be crucified at the Golgotha, the mountain of Golgotha, the hill. And then since he was going there, he was so beaten up that he had no strength and he was falling down. So they compelled Niger, and the Bible says he was black. Compelled Niger to carry his cross so he can go be crucified. But the whole point is that, we see these things and accept them from face value. We don't really go into critics, looking at the facts, looking at what's going on. We take it easy. We take it easy. And when we do that, that's We must have a mind that searches things. We must be people who probe facts. If we don't search, if we don't probe, we'll find ourselves sidelined in theology, sidelined in the things that we do. The church fathers, like Ronald said, must have sat down and then siphoned out the black man and let everything be white. Jesus was white, the disciples were white, and nothing for the black man. That's unfair, because according to him, Ronald, he says, in fact, Eve could have been black, because the white man, white to white, just produces white. But he said the black man, when there is a mixture of relationship, when a black man marries a white woman, or a white man marries a black woman, the children born are mixed, they are colored, like they say in Africa. So we are looking at, then they paint the devil and make him look black when he's not black. The devil is not black. The devil, when they read the Bible in the book of Isaiah chapter 14 and verse 12, it says, "How are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, thou son of the morning?" You see, the Lucifer was son of the morning. He had the colors in him, different kind of colors. He had the light in him. But they picked up on the black man and aligned Jesus, Lucifer as being black with horns. And then that depicts, like, it ties him up with the black race. But you see, there was a situation here, I think in America, where they were shooting a movie and they were trying to portray that Jesus was white and all that. And they were warned, they say, "Hey guys, you can't pick on a color and say this man Jesus was this color. You must not do that. You must be neutral, because you don't really know, because the Bible doesn't specifically say so, you know." So you can see the cunningness in all this. You know, we find that people were being deceived. People have tried to underplay the black race, trying to stamp down on their achievements and involvement in the Bible. And they like try to make everything bad look black. Everything white is good. But that's not the right way of doing things. The right way of doing things is to get the facts straight. And the facts are that the black man was there in the beginnings of the world, and the black man will be there. The black man in heaven, they're in heaven too, you see. So the point where Ronald was making is that there were black Jews in Palestine, in Israel, although they have been undercut, like excluded from the general populace of Israel, but the black man was there. So what are we saying here? What we are saying is there is liberty. There is liberty for the black man, that he can now achieve things just like any other race, that we can worship God and believe that we are included in the family of God even from the beginning, from the very beginning of our lives and from the beginning of the ministry of Jesus. And we can also conclude that the black man should not be excluded from the great many achievements in the Word of God of patriarchs or people who gave a drive to the church to be what it is today. We must include the black man in all our thoughts and plans, and also acknowledge that he has been used greatly to do great achievements in the Word of God. But you know, I was specifically trying to see, even today, I was looking at the study of Lucifer, who he is, and the way he manipulates and gets people confused, even with this thing of color, of who Jesus was this and or the disciples, there is an involvement of the devil in it. You know, we got to really pick up and specify and find out exactly who is Lucifer and what is his mission here on earth. What we need to know, that Lucifer is a fallen angel. The Bible says that as we read from the book of Isaiah chapter 14 verse 12, it says, how thou art fallen, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How art thou cut down to the earth? Thou art said unto yourself, I shall ascend and be just like the Most High. But the Bible says, but you are cut down to the ground and you are thrown out. See, Lucifer wanted to be like God. He wanted to raise his throne from where he was here on earth. He wanted to make himself God. But you see, Lucifer forgot that he was a created being. He was not an omniscient being, in a sense. He was a created being. Created being means you are not God. You are created. You are just like us human beings. We are created beings. God is the only one who is not created being. He's the I am that I am. He was in the beginning and is now and shall be forevermore. There is no end with the God's beginning. He is the Alpha and the Omega. Those Greek alphabet letters, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. So we can see here, my dear brothers and sisters, that Lucifer wanted to make himself God. And, you know, when you read the Bible in the book of Genesis, God told Adam and Eve, in fact, he told Adam, that from this tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For the day that you eat of it, you will surely die. That was the message given by God when he put him in the garden. He gave it to Adam. Then God caused a sleep to come upon Adam. And from his side was taken a rib, out of whom God created Eve. So he said, when Adam woke up and saw this beautiful woman, he said, oh, this is flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone. She shall be called woman. And from that day on, there was that union. Adam knew, the Bible says, knew his wife. And he bare him Abel. He bare him Cain. And then he bare him Abel. And the family started to grow. But you see, the whole point is that before that came to pass, I do believe that Adam must have told Eve, I say, hey, Eve, we shall not eat of this tree in the middle of the garden, or we will surely die. I think she must have been told, yeah, because the serpent came. Who is the serpent? The devil used a vessel. You see, the devil doesn't have a body in a sense. He's a fallen angel. And so he wants to use bodies, human beings, especially here on earth, who have authority to be on earth. He wants to use their bodies to do his bidding, to do his work. But in that time, he came in through the body of a serpent, a snake. They say at that time, snakes used to move uprightly. And so that devil, the serpent, could talk to Eve. And he talked to Eve and said, has God said unto thee that thou shalt not eat of this fruit of the tree of the garden? He said, yeah, the Lord said, we shall not eat of this fruit of the garden, neither shall we touch it. But the point is, God did not say, neither shall you touch it. He just said, thou shalt not eat of the fruit of this tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For the day that you do, you will surely die. That was God's commandment. But Eve twisted the scriptures and said, that thou shalt not even touch it. But you know, touching it was not what God said. He said, eating it. So we see that people, they have a problem many times in getting things right with scripture. They add to the word of God. Some of them take away from the word of God. The Bible in the book of Revelation says, nobody should add or take from the word of God. We must do what? We must follow the word as it is and take it as it is. I saw a lady right there. So God, you see, dear friends, he has laid out the word of God and nobody can misinterpret it. But we do. We add to scripture and we take away from scripture. The Bible says, he who does that, his part shall be taken away from the tree of life. So the devil is a deceiver. His plan is to deceive as many people in this world as he can. The devil wants to cause death. The devil wants to cause, you know, calamity. He wants people to not worship God. He wants people to perish. He wants people to stop following God. But you can see that the Lord, God Almighty, has got a plan for mankind. He wants everybody to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. But you see, we got an adversary who is Satan. His name, Satan, means an adversary, somebody who fights. Beelzebub, the Lord of the flies, like they say. So, friends, we got a big task as children of God to fight against this devil. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6 and verse 10, he says, Paul writing to the Corinthians, to the Romans, he says, therefore, brethren, therefore, dear brethren, I charge you, you know, by the mercies of God, that you put on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to withstand against the wiles of the devil. See, the devil has got wiles. Wiles, what does wiles mean? Tricks of the devil. And he says, having done all to stand. He says, therefore, put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit. And he says, when you put on the sword of the Spirit, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, he says you have also the belt of truth, and your feet clad with the preparation of the gospel of peace. That means you are ready to go out, preach, and bring people into the kingdom. We have a big fight, and that fight is with the devil. We have a fight that the devil wants to win, but he's already defeated. As long as you have the Spirit of God in you, my dear brethren, you and me are able to defeat Satan. Now, you know, the Bible says Satan has a seat here on the earth. It's believed, it's at that time, according to the scriptures, was like in Rome. He had a city or headquarters in Rome. That was where he did reside in Rome. But you can see that many worships of adverse worship used to happen in Rome. And the devil was worshipped through the snake that provided healing, through certain images of gods that they had in Rome, including the emperor himself. The worship of these deities were earmarked as actually the workings of the devil trying to establish his seat or place of residence here on earth. But above all, my dear brethren, all we need to do is pray fervently, ask God for intervention, bind him, cast him out, because we are more than conquerors in Christ. The Bible says in 1 John 4 and verse 4, 1 John 4 verse 4 says, greater is he who is in you than he that is in the world. Who is greater is he? Jesus is greater and he is in us. The Holy Spirit is greater and is in us. Greater is he who is in you than he that is in the world. Who is in the world? The devil. The Bible says he's the god of this world, but God has given us the breakthrough to defeat this devil and put him to where he belongs. Well, I'll continue studies with you, dear brethren, but in the meantime, be blessed and may the hand of God abound upon your life. So my wife, Tarina, and me, we are saying God bless you as we sign off from this podcast. In Jesus' name, we're going to talk to you shortly. And bye-bye from Dallas, Texas, the United States of America. God bless you and bye-bye.